Over-the-counter birth control pills coming to a store near you in 2024. By Elaine Mallon on July 13, 2023. Women nationwide will no longer need a doctor's prescription for birth control pills. By next year, they will be able to pick them up off the shelves at any drugstore. On Thursday, the Food, Drug, and Administration (FDA) approved the hormonal birth control pill, a pill for over-the-counter (OTC) sale, the New York Times reported. By early 2024, the United States will join over 100 different countries that offer over-the-counter birth control pills, NBC News noted. This is a monumental decision, Dr. Melissa Simon, a professor of clinical gynecology at Northwestern University, told NBC. The move has long been supported by health organizations like the American Medical Association, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and the American Academy of Family Physicians as a way to remove barriers to accessing contraceptives for women of all ages and socioeconomic backgrounds. Following the overturning of Roe v. Wade, ending a federal right to abortion, the hope is that OTC birth control pills will help reduce the rate of unintended pregnancies. Currently, 50% of pregnancies in the United States are unintended, according to The Times. More than 75% of women said they preferred to take an OTC contraceptive due to its convenience, according to a survey conducted by KFF, previously called the Kaiser Family Foundation. The survey also found that those most inclined to take the OTC pill are those already taking oral contraceptives, Hispanics, and those without health insurance. It is uncertain how much a pill will cost to consumers, and under the Affordable Care Act, health insurance companies are not required to pay for over-the-counter medications. Perrigo Company, a pills manufacturer, will have a consumer assistance program offering the birth control pill at no cost to some women, according to Frederick Wellgren, Perrigo's global vice president for women's health. A pill was first approved for prescription over 50 years ago, and it has a 93% effective rate at preventing pregnancy when used as instructed. The pill poses risks to those with breast cancer or a history of breast cancer, but FDA committee members claim women with a history of breast cancer already know to stay away from hormonal birth control pills. Another concern was side effects, such as vaginal bleeding, and whether users, particularly teenagers, would know to seek the help of a healthcare provider, NBC reported. The evidence demonstrates that the benefits clearly exceed the risks. Catherine Curtis, a health scientist with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Division of Reproductive Health, said, "I think a pill has the potential to have a huge positive public health impact.